Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, March 6th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be continuing to try to flesh out our picture of what we must do to form ourselves into an effective body that can advocate not just for we here in the U.S., but for all of our brothers and sisters globally. And we're going to be pointing out a few elements, including the importance of starting with the right story, letting the body speak, addressing the weapons and tactics that are going to be used to try to destroy it, that model, discuss freedom or forgiveness through mourning, Alice Miller, and integrating the trauma of class into our personalities, being the emphatic partner, as well as something to defend the truth. I think each one of these has, it is so dense, it needs to be unpacked, and I'm not sure, given that they to a degree been unpacked here, how much to devote the radio time to that. Be nice to have some feedback. And then seeing reality that only by our being the emphatic partner can we end power's cycle of repetition, and that love rules our need to be strategic as well as the principle of utility we apply in our work. And as always, how does what we do ensure that love rules? That's one of the principles that we apply to our work. Sisters and brothers, coercion is a subtle thing. Into my heart, it did creep. It happens, I've noticed, when these remarkable times we're in, part of our necessary transition to freedom, I have to always remind myself of this. When they shift the ground beneath my feet and worry walks in. Apologies in advance when I am too impatient. Can't seem to stop myself. Too impatient to see our upstart spring become reality. Only too well, I know, the mind fixed on that path must be well considered. But I also know that only by claiming that path openly, publicly, and loud, only by bringing light and attention to it, can we stay that itchy finger of powers on the trigger of the gun it has trained on our heads. For they know only too well that once a fire for freedom is lit, in this moment when we have instantaneous global communications, that once our fire for freedom is well lit, they cannot extinguish it. So what does it mean to renounce the state in us? And are the existence of the state and the pursuit of happiness mutually exclusive? And why is the only route to our always present tenderness through the renunciation of the state in us? We've been arguing that the normal, quote unquote, operation of the global class system requires us to mistreat each other. As we engage in discussions to flesh out and clarify this basic notion, which I've never heard discussed, basic to our reclamation and creation of our true selves, we'll be establishing in greater depth and richness the true story, out of which our freedom, our future, our authentic selves can be born. This is a multifaceted process of reclamation and creation. Reclamation and creation of our original power of body, of mind, and of spirit. When our true selves were suppressed, it silenced our bodies. Gradually, we'll overcome this as we discover the power that lives within us, so that it may, in the words of Gustav Landauer, emerge and grow light. We're creating a new process. Hopefully, we will share what we learn with each other as we go.